With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After winning just one state, Vermont, in yesterday's Super Tuesday contest, Nikki Haley is suspending her quest for the Republican presidential nomination.
I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come to suspend my campaign.
Haley did not endorse former President Trump while calling on him to bring more people into the conservative fold. Donald Trump and Joe Biden swept Super Tuesday, each winning all but one of their races, setting the stage for a likely Biden-Trump rematch in November. While Mr. Trump failed to capture Vermont, President Biden lost in American Samoa. And a sizable chunk of Democrat voters, roughly 20%, also cast uncommitted ballots in Michigan. Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff facing former baseball all-star Republican Steve Garvey in the race for the late Dianne Feinstein's U.S. Senate seat in California. Also at SRNNews.com, when will the Federal Reserve start cutting interest rates and by how much? We may soon have a better idea of that.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell is scheduled to appear before two congressional committees beginning today. Fed officials have projected that they'll cut the benchmark rate three times this year. Right now, it's at a 23-year high of about 5.4%, and a rate reduction would lead over time to lower rates for business loans, credit cards, and mortgages. In January, Fed policymakers said they wanted greater confidence that inflation was falling substantially back to their target of 2% before they would feel comfortable cutting rates. Donna Porter, Washington.
New York City's Mayor Eric Adams looking to boost the number of police officers in the city's subways, a bid to combat a surge in crime. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 131 points, and NASDAQ ahead 79. This is SRN News. Liberty University has agreed to pay an unprecedented multi-million dollar fine.
The Department of Education fined the Christian school $14 million for failure to disclose information about crimes on its campus and for its treatment of sexual assault survivors. It's by far the largest fine ever levied under a federal law that requires colleges and universities that receive federal funding to collect data on campus crime and notify students of threats. In a statement, Liberty University said it is fully committed to maintaining the safety and security of students and staff. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A new Dutch Holocaust Museum is scheduled to open this week. The museum will tell the story of Dutch victims of the Holocaust. Three-quarters of the pre-war Dutch Jews were among the 6 million Jews murdered by the Nazis. That is the largest proportion of any country in Europe. The museum opens just a few months after the deadly incursions by Hamas in southern Israel on October 7th. This is SRN News. Organized labor is gaining ground in the world of college sports.
The Dartmouth men's basketball team has voted to unionize, taking an unprecedented step toward forming the first ever labor union for college athletes. In a campus election supervised by the National Labor Relations Board, the players voted 13-2 to join Service Employees International Union Local 560, which already represents some Dartmouth workers. The school can still appeal to the NLRB and the federal courts that could delay negotiations over a collective bargaining agreement until long after the current members of the basketball team have graduated. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
A Malaysia Airlines flight vanished without a trace on March 8, 2014, becoming one of aviation's biggest mysteries. And to this day, investigators still don't know exactly what happened to the aircraft and its 239 passengers. More details at SRNNews.com.